Just before I say a few brief words, I need to do something important. And I'm glad that there are many people here tonight to witness this. Because I want you to meet some very special people who took time out of their fun-filled lives and their weekends to get a little serious. When was the last time you did that? By all means, coming to Mass is a serious business, yes. We need to do that every weekend. But these are some special kids, so I would ask our confirmation candidates to please stand up wherever you are. I spent almost a whole weekend with these kids. They didn't come till Saturday. I got there Friday night at the retreat center we used. You might look at them and go, "Ooh, look at that bunch." And I don't want anybody complaining about the way they may be dressed, because we had a little glitch with the bus on the way back. So, you know, they're not standing there in all their gowns and whatever's, okay? They're good with that. And I'm comfortable with that. And I'm sure Jesus is too, because they did spend a good weekend away where they had some fun. I had maybe a few angry moments. They learned a lot, I hope. And they're a good bunch of kids. Remain standing for a moment, because now I want you to just, if any of their parents or sponsors are here this evening, would you also please stand? Because you may know it or not, these really are terrific kids. And in a few short months, they're about to receive a special gift that will help them to be even better kids. But I understand that the parents or sponsors have, I'll call it a medallion, if you will, with a little cross on it. If you have that, could you hold that up for us, please? And after I bless them, I'm going to ask you to place them around the person that you're with, who's going to be confirmed in a few months. But Lord, we ask your special blessing upon these medallions as reminders, certain that you are with them always, as reminders that soon enough they will again receive the Holy Spirit just as they did at baptism. And a reminder for them that they will allow that Spirit to work through them to bring goodness not only to themselves but to our church and to the whole body of Christ. So we ask your blessing upon these articles of faith in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You may place them upon your person who's going to receive confirmation. And after you've done that, if you all would sit down, please. Yeah, it's great you're in a spotlight. You should be. But now I've got some other people that I want to let you know about that were also on this weekend. And they, too, had some angry moments, some tearjerkers, some laughter and fun, a lot of good jokes, and first of all, I would like to ask the peer ministry team members, if they're here, to stand up. These are the young men and women who helped put on this weekend. You may not know them by name, but they do a great job. Because sometimes you wonder, you know, what are the kids doing these days? That's a good bunch right there. Look at them, good and hard. You got it. Because it's not easy to do that, but they did, and they truly did a marvelous job. Along with these peer ministers, there were some adults, some of whom are also in our choir who are trying to hide on the side, maybe. Want them to stand up if they would, wherever you may be. Because they also gave of their time this weekend to help out, and to, excuse me, and to be there for the kids who made their retreat, their confirmation retreat. They also did a marvelous job just by their witness, by their being able to spend that whole weekend with all these kids. And not easy to do. And you who have kids know that. But I want to thank them and appreciate what they did to make this weekend special. They too went through the tears and the jokes and the anger moments and whatever else we went through. So we thank them and thank them all. And Thank you all for being here this evening with us. Lastly, so I can move on here a little bit, just keep everybody, all those people we just mentioned, in your prayers, especially the confirmation kids, because we do want them to understand fully and completely the importance of that sacrament in their lives. Just a few brief words, hopefully. From the book of Leviticus, it says, "Be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy." When Paul writes to the Corinthians, he says, "Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person, for the temple of God which you are is holy." Matthew reminds us, "So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." I think about that last line in today's gospel for about 2 seconds. I go, that's not me. I'm nowhere near that. And we don't have to be. We strive to be. But if you think about that, if you think about even what it says in Leviticus, which is based on a lot of laws and regulations, "Be holy, for I, the Lord, your God, am holy." Can you do that? Do you do that? Should you do that? The answer is yes. Do we fall short? By all means, I could go on for hours about that, but I can't do that right now. And a lot of times I'll say it's between myself and my confessor, so you ain't going to hear about the bad stuff. But it's important for us to remember those things. I got to share these with you, hopefully quickly, because they come from a Franciscan media commentary. And I think they're important, and I'm going to mention one other thing and pass on to the next thing that's going on. In their commentary, they say, "To help us understand Jesus' command to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect." And they say the summary of that is, we are called to be holy and to be perfect. Holiness means otherness, being other. In simple terms, it means being like God in every aspect of our lives. Perfection is not a matter of doing everything perfectly, but of loving others in God as we love God Himself. We shall always have our imperfections, but the more we let God's love flow through us, the more Godlike our life will be. Challenges to our way of life or demands that we do things better are never welcome. We find them threatening. We resist them. But the book of Leviticus and Jesus' Sermon on the Mount contain just such challenges and demands. Our task is to decide how we will respond to them, by resistance or an attempt to listen and to learn. The latter is not easy. Jesus tells us to love our enemies. We don't have to like what they do, but we must love them. And when we do, we are reminded of our own humanity, of how connected we all are. It makes us vulnerable because we often like to wrap ourselves in indignation and scorn for others. We need to take off those layers and look for that child of God beneath, for we each are a temple of God. Sometimes we have to be foolish to find wisdom. We can't be afraid to let go of those layers in order to be able to love our enemies. But by opening ourselves up, by dropping that shield of contempt, we can embrace our better selves. And finally, in today's gospel, Jesus is asking us to go beyond the literal commands of the law of Moses and set our sights higher, to dig deeper, and to do better than what we are accustomed to being. In fact, he is asking us to be what we are made to be holy. Today's gospel is a real challenge for all of us, as it forces us to take a step back and really think about what Jesus is saying and what he is asking of each of us. Jesus is asking us to be perfect, just as our Heavenly Father is perfect. Perfect, in this case, could be translated or interpreted to mean holy, as we heard in the first reading from Leviticus. There are many good people, including Gandhi, Martin Luther King Jr., and St. Mother Teresa, who put this gospel into action in modern times, and many others who changed their situation and the world through peaceful, nonviolent resistance and charity. Jesus doesn't just command that each of us do this, he shows us. It is up to us to act instead of react, to love our enemies and not hold a grudge, to give true charity, to be a temple of God's Spirit. Be holy, for I, the Lord, your God, am holy. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person. For the temple of God, which you are, is holy. Finally, so be perfect, just as your Heavenly Father is perfect.